This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not going away. And I'll tell you why it's not going away. This Epstein thing. When you do not fess up to the public and they expected you to, when you promised that you would release the Epstein information, you do not. You are, in the public's eye, protecting pedophiles. And for many, it is a step too far, folks. This was look, President Trump has had the most epic of 2 weeks, not just of his presidency, of any presidency I've ever seen in terms of everything he's accomplished, with maybe the exception of Reagan and the wall. I mean, this has been massive the last 2 weeks. And the Epstein thing just blew it all to pieces. It's not going away. And it's becoming more and more and more problematic. And the reason is because there are a lot of people who know. There's too many threads for the Department of Justice to say, hey, we've seen it all. Trust us. We're releasing nothing. Screw your FOIAs. Oh, and by the way, we're ending any investigation. You'll never see it. And he killed himself. And then we find out, folks, this is stunning that Pam Bondi did this. I mean, we've got to have questions about this. Bondi, Bongino, Kash Patel release a video that they tell us is the proof he killed himself, so investigation closed. And then we find out the video, which if you've seen, it's pretty famous now, focuses on two doors. One of them is a security closet. The other is not Epstein's cell. Well, where is the video of Epstein's cell? Oh, that camera failed. That's not video of Epstein's cell? No. So when you say the video is the justification for we're closing the case, no more investigation, sealing it, we're done, you look like you're covering something up. It's a bad, bad look. There's too many loose ends for the public to buy this just because the Trump administration said so. And now Trump's personal attorney, longtime attorney, Alan Dershowitz, and longtime friend, has come out and said, no, there's an Epstein list. I know, because I've seen it. Now, remember, Dershowitz was accused of being an Epstein abuser, went through a very long legal process. You may remember it. Lawsuits, countersuits, in which he finally got his accuser to admit she didn't have any proof he'd done it, and it was a case of mistaken identity. It wasn't him. But in the process, he went through the legal process here, and he learned a lot. I'll let him explain.
This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I have seen. Remember, I was accused falsely, and the Epstein And ultimately, I was completely cleared. The woman admitted that she may have mistook me for somebody else and withdrew all of her lawsuits. And so from day one, from the day I was accused, I said I want every document out because I knew every document would prove I was innocent. So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know. But I hand to God, I know the names of people whose files are being suppressed in order to protect them. And that's wrong.
Just out of curiosity, without names, are these politicians, business leaders, both?
They're everything. And let me tell you, a lot of them are, at least one of them is somebody who was accused. Others are accusers. And the judges have said, if somebody calls themselves a victim, we're not going to give any information about them. But they may not be victims. They may be perpetrators. So we don't have information about false accusers. And we know that.
He says he's seen it. So does Elon Musk. I have racked my brain to figure out why they would do this. Why you'd cover up for these people. Anna Paulina Luna can't figure it out either. She's the one running the committee in Congress. She's a Republican congresswoman. To get to the bottom of Epstein, JFK, January 6th, all of this, to get the documents the government would not turn over. She is exasperated, and she's now saying that we need to appoint a special counsel to go after the DOJ's handling of Epstein. Now, she's not saying Trump's handling of the Epstein documents or Bondi. She's saying the DOJ's. So she wants to cover the entire period through Biden, and that's fair. But this is a sign that she doesn't trust the Trump administration anymore with these disclosures. This is not going away. This has got to be handled better somehow. Shut up. We're not giving you any of the evidence is not a thing. Here's Anna Paulina Luna on Benny yesterday.
Well, I would say a special counsel is what seems to be what the American people are calling for. What I will also tell you, though, Benny, is that, you know, we haven't seen any of this information. I don't know that any member of Congress, at least on my task force, has been able to even look at some of the basics. And so give information that does not implicate victims, doesn't have CSAM, whether it's passports, whether it's the name of books, whether it's evidence, crime scenes, whatever it might be. Put it on the archives and let the American people decide for themselves. That is the only way to, I think, restore trust. And look, I want to believe that there isn't systemic corruption at the DOJ, but unfortunately, I've been in Congress and I've seen how the DOJ operates. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the Attorney General, but what it does necessarily mean is that there's a big problem over there, and that we don't fix it, it's going to unfortunately fester, and it's going to hurt the American people. The American people trust that their government's going to do the right thing. It's been deafening how many members of Congress have been silent on this. And should we clear also, I want to clear something up. I do not think, and I've told this to multiple media outlets because I've been getting questions on this, is Trump on the Epstein client list? No. And I'm very positive of that, because if he was, they would have released it during the election cycle. But what I do know, and what I'm seeing right now across, you know, every aspect, whether it's rich, poor, famous, not famous, people have actual concerns. Are people basically paying off people to be quiet, and that's not okay.
The only thing I can come up with is that we have a tremendous amount of control over a lot of people because of this blackmail. That control may be coming in handy right now as Trump negotiates tariffs in Europe, negotiates the mess that Joe Biden made with Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're on the cusp of letting everyone trade for oil. They're the head of OPEC in their own dollars. That crushed the dollar. Biden just so alienated those folks that he put us on the edge of economic Armageddon. I mean, why would you give that compromise away? It's terrible. Girls were used. It's horrible, but it was already done. Some good might as well come of it. Maybe that is their mindset. I am racking my brain to try to comprehend this. And people are not, this isn't going away. This is going to be a festering wound, and they need to deal with it one way or another. I mean, almost constantly this past week since this broke, something related to Epstein has trended with the Trump administration on X, and none of it is good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you noticed something? You just heard Roger's news there. Read my mind. 90s, even early 2000s, really. For most of the time that teachers have been busted having inappropriate relationships with students, for decades, it was always men. It was never women. Have you noticed in the modern era, it's flipped? It's far more women abusing mostly underage boys than men. And it's just so interesting to me because we didn't think of women as predators all of those decades. But this must have been going on. And every time I talk about this, across my radio career, I get texts. I will get them on the text line right now. People will text me and say, oh yeah, that was going on in my school. And and the tone of it is often kind of laughing. Oh yeah, there was a guy, you know, who dated the teacher, and my friend dated his teacher. And it was just very accepted. It wasn't thought of as abuse the same way as if it was a male. I mean, tell me I'm wrong here. Same way as if it was like, say, a male gym teacher or something like that in one of the girls. And that's an outrage, and it hits the news. And what is he thinking? He's 33. She's 14. That's outrageous. But that's what we have again. Here are the details. Former Anderson County, South Carolina teacher arrested for grooming a teenage boy. So the investigation begins in May 2025. And the incident supposedly began with the teenage boy in 2021 and went on for 2 years. She's 33 years old now. Okay. Part of this has come out because the boy has come forward and said he was traumatized, he was abused, he's trying to get over it. Some of this, I think, is because these boys in the past did not come out and talk about this as abuse because society didn't consider it abuse. This is a change in mentality that took a very long time. Again, this was unheard of when I was in high school. 80s, 90s, 2000s, really began to hear about this, you know, widespread, where it started to flip and more of the abusers were women than men. Last 10 years, really. Listen to this, folks. These parents amaze me. Deputy said the relationship intensified as she reportedly signed the student out of school. Took him to practices and served as a supervisor for his after-school activities. Did Mom and Dad not think anything of this? Hey, I'm here. She would have been what? Late 20s, early 30s? You know, I'll pick your son up from school. Yeah, I signed him out today. The school think this is weird? She's not his mom? She's a teacher? And part of this could be different counties. You got the child in the Greenville County school system, but you've got the adult. And, in, you know, you've got, it, she's teaching in Anderson County. So she's not teaching at the school where he is. Authorities said the, this is WYFF, the repeated interactions led to a prolonged pattern of abuse, which was corroborated by search warrants and ongoing cooperation with the victim's family. Victim made the decision to come forward after turning 18. Following time spent processing the experience and trauma associated with the abuse, I can promise you within 10 minutes, I'm going to go to the text line. Happens every time. Somebody's going to be on there. I had a relationship with my teacher. Ha ha. It was fun. It'll be a man who's now grown. Or yeah, no, my friend did. Oh no, everybody knew this teacher was dating this boy. And so it was the kind of thing back then. It wasn't even hidden. This has been happening to me in every market I've been in. I've been in four markets. Now this happened all the time. People tell me it's on the text. I guarantee you, I'm going to read the, I'll read you the text in the next segment. I'm not even looking at the text line right now. They'll be there. These women have been inside our school system for a very long time. They are looking for boys. They are predators and abusers, just like the men were, and they got away with it for a long, long time. According to Greenville Police Department, the investigation revealed the inappropriate relationship began with the victim was when the victim was 14. Now, listen to this. This thing's a mess. She's 33. She's in court yesterday. She's crying. She's pregnant. Not, I assume, you know, just what a mess. Because she's going to prison. That's without a doubt. According to the alleged victim's mother, the family first met Callahan, at an audition for Legally Blonde at Project Challenge Playhouse, where she was a director of musical theater productions. Following the bond hearing, the alleged victim who identified himself, he can't, and this is good for him. He is, and I'm going to play some of this audio coming up in the show. His name is Grant Strickland. He came out and gave an on-camera interview to members of the press. This is great. We need to see boys, their faces saying, I was a victim. This needs, it needs to be okay for a man to say, hey, I don't want to have sex with that woman. It needs to be okay. We need to normalize that. Our son and our family first met Nikki. This is the mom. First met Nikki at an audition for Legally Blonde at Project Challenge Playhouse, where she was director of musical productions. Our son, who was an innocent, naive 14-year-old boy, had worked hard for years in hopes of earning a lead role. Our son was finally given an opportunity, but Nikki and we were beyond thrilled for him. We truly thought she believed in his talent, was hoping that he would grow and build his confidence. We trusted her completely with our son. She seemed to be a wonderful mentor to our son and other young actors and actresses. The kids all loved her fun, energetic personality, which was fitting since she was a kindergarten teacher. Looking back, it sickens me. Knowing Nikki manipulated our son and our family, she was waiting on this opportunity. She found the perfect victim and family to prey on. Perfect. Meaning she saw our son's innocence and that he was very easily manipulated and drawn into her perfect. Meaning she saw a family who had a lot of love and kindness to share with those who needed it. Oh my, listen to this. Nikki also drew us in with her precious daughter, who was just a toddler at the time. She told us she was having marital problems and that her husband wasn't treating her well and that her own family didn't like her. That's a flag. Specifically, her mother and sister. Our hearts hurt for Nikki, and out of compassion, we welcomed her and her daughter into our lives. We believed she needed help and acceptance. We wanted to support her through what seemed to be a hard time of her life. Nikki called me her friend, even her best friend, which thrilled my soul to know our loving kindness toward her and her young daughter were making a difference in their lives. However, Nikki was abusing our trust and abusing our young teenage son right under our noses. Folks, operational rule in our home. When our children go to practice, my kids, you know, wrestle, played all kinds of sports, we sit there. We do not move. We do not leave our children alone with adults. We just don't. And it's kind of how you have to be in the modern era. You really do. That's a shame. There's a lot of great adult coaches out there and volunteers, but you don't know who's who. There's no way to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.